As now we talk boys golf here. They've been busy here. Varsity hosted their own meet last Friday afternoon, and then it's been the JV that's been hitting the links pretty hard here this week. Varsity will be back in action next Tuesday at Syracuse as we're talking with one of the golf members here and freshman Coy Vance. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, you were able to compete in your first varsity golf experience last Friday at home. And what was that experience like for you?
It was good. You know, you get a little nervous because, like, mm-hmm. those guys, when you step up there, they, like, compared to the JV, they hit it a lot farther than they do. So you just get a little intimidated, I guess.
Now, are they, for the JV and varsity meets, are the golf, like where you tee off, are they at different positions or are they the same usually?
Well, for varsity, it's a little bit further back, but not too much further.
Nothing that is unable to overcome, right?
Right.
All right. Well, but how did you feel like you did competing on the home course last week?
I did pretty good, but I didn't golf my best, but it happens, you know.
What's the biggest thing maybe so far you've taken away here from your first year out for high school golf?
It's a lot harder than you think, because especially when you, if you mess up or you're having a bad day, there's nobody going to bail you out or anything. Like in basketball or something, you can call a timeout or stop, but you can't in golf.
So what's been your probably your best meet so far this year?
Probably, I think our first meet I golfed the best that I had. I got a 55, which still isn't great, but it's the best I've golfed so far.
Well, that's not terrible. That's not bad. And you know, but you work at a lot every day here. And probably what's been the thing that you've been strong at this year?
I'm pretty good at hitting my irons. So.
All right. And is the short game getting better?
It's still struggling a little bit, but I'm trying to work on it at practice.
Oh yeah, and I know it's tough when you have a bad hole. How tough is it to kind of put that aside, and you got to remember you got to go to the next hole and improve on that?
It's pretty hard, you know, because you just keep thinking about it. You keep like, what am I going to do? You know, what if I mess up again? You know, because you got a limited amount of holes to fix it.
All right, once again, freshman Coy Vance joining us here, and thanks again as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Coy Vance joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City, and now we bring up head coach Brian Gentry. He'll take the microphone here shortly, and it's been a lot of JV meets for the guys this week, and then next week varsity gets two meets. And coach, last Friday home meet there, finished second as a team there, and some pretty good competition throughout. I thought that with Oakley and Colby and you guys and some other teams scattered in there. How'd you feel like your day went overall last Friday at home?
You know, it went all right. We obviously, and it's golf. You could probably always say you could, you know, play a little bit better, and we left a few strokes out there, you know, as some of our guys could vouch for. They didn't feel like they played their best, but it was going to take, you know, a pretty good effort to overcome, you know, Colby's team score. They played pretty well. You know, with that said, I think we had four guys that medaled or you know, maybe three, whatever it was. So, you know, they did a pretty good job. They continue to grind, you know, they work hard. They go out there on their, you know, their own times on the weekends when they have the opportunity and continue to try to improve. And our JV guys, you know, they've got three tournaments this week. They play again Friday, and so they're pretty busy. And with a couple of those guys that, you know, had the opportunity to play in the varsity tournament, you know, that's, you know, four tournaments in, you know, a week. So, that you know, that's pretty good competition. And there's no, you know, practice schedule that you can put together that beats, you know, competition. When they can get out there and put themselves in that environment, it's always better.
Well, and yeah, it's kind of one of those deals where it's, you got to move on to the next day here, but it's been kind of nice maybe for varsity to kind of have a week off here as you get ready for a couple of meets next week?
Yeah, I think, you know, the time off is kind of allowed them to catch their breath. But at the same time, you know, it's gave them the opportunity to work on a few things that maybe they think that their games, you know, because everybody's different, you know. Not every shot, you know, people struggle with. You know, some people are better with their shorter irons. Some people struggle with the long irons and off the box and putting. You know, I feel like these guys have made some pretty good strides in putting. You know, it's such a touch, you know, based you know, feel when you're around different golf courses, and some, you know, are rolling fast and some are, you know, not quite as fast. So, you know, there's not a lot of undulation around some of these courses. They're pretty flat, but based on where they put the pins, knowing where to miss and knowing where you want to come in at, and those are big. So I think as the season has progressed, I think these guys have started to figure some of those things out. And again, you know, it's tough. All courses are different. So when you see them for the first time, you've got a challenge ahead of you. You just got to, for the varsity guys especially, you know, you've really got to pay attention to that front nine, because you're going to see it again. You know, with a lot of these nine-hole courses, you're going to play it twice. So you got to take advantage of that.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry here is Talk Golf here. Tuesday, you go to Syracuse, and the next Friday, go to Colby there. So a couple of, I would almost assume, vastly different type of courses there next week for you guys.
Absolutely. Syracuse is it's a great course, but it's a course when you get back in the Tamaracks that if you're not hitting it straight, you could post a number that's probably not one that you like. So we're going to have to be dialed in, and that doesn't mean with a driver. You know, you've got to be smart and position yourself wisely. And then when we go to Colby, you know, you can pull your driver out and hit away as long as your miss is left. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of out of bounds left over there. You know, everything's right, kind of like our course. But, you know, you can kind of hit away on that one.
Yeah, and that's obviously a good opportunity there to see some different courses here. And I know it's hard to believe we're kind of going down to the final stretch here. And do you feel like that you're going to be taking maybe, you know, that top four that's pretty solidified? Do you think some others could be pushing for a varsity spot here toward the end?
You know, we're still pretty locked in with those four guys. That's not to say that, you know, something couldn't change. But kind of like Coy was saying, you know, it's a lot different, you know, JV to varsity. Not just in the fact that you have to play nine holes more,
yeah.
But players tend to keep track of their score a little bit better too. and that sounds weird, and that might not be, you know, something people think about. But, you know, JV golf, you know, you go watch those guys, and they're worried about themselves, you know, and as they should be. You know, they don't really understand that they need to be paying attention to the other guys in their group to make sure that they're playing by the rules. And some of them don't even know they're breaking them while they're breaking them. So it's pretty entertaining when you get to see some of those guys play, though.
I would imagine so here, but it's a good experience nonetheless. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here as we talk golf. Beavers back on the road here, Syracuse and Colby next week. Coach, thanks for the time again. Good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thanks.